24491.
Morning.
Morning. So would you identify yourself to the member?
Chief James Cannon, C-A-N-O-N, Southfield Police Department.
And a brief statement of your case, Chief?
The appellant applied for a pistol permit in August of '23. Subsequent investigation, fingerprint revealed criminal history, which was not disclosed in the application process. Therefore, it was denied. One of the convictions was for assault third, albeit beyond the 20-year timeline. There was a conviction for that as well, hence the denial.
That changed to 8 years now.
Is it?
October 1st.
Very good, thank you.
Always good at the bar.
Would you like to make a brief statement of your case, sir?
I didn't even remember none of this. This was like 45 years ago. So I was like 18 years old when that happened, and I thought it was 30 years or whatever, because when I was applying for my citizenship and government jobs or whatever, I had my background checked, and no, that came out. So I didn't think, I thought I was underage when that happened.
Well, you'll have a chance to say more after the case.
Okay.
The town's case in chief. Chief?
So I would rely on the information documents provided thus far in terms of the application process, and I would have a few questions for the appellant to kind of verify the information that he provided on the application.
At this point, he has a chance to ask a few questions.
Okay.
He's still doing his case.
I thought you were done.
He's calling the appellant as a witness.
I'm sorry. I'll be more clear. I would like to call the appellant as a witness to verify the information that he previously provided.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good morning, sir. You've obviously applied on August 3rd for a pistol permit. The information contained within that document you filled out of your own accord?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, were the area marked, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction? You had marked no.
Yes, that's my mistake.
Okay.
Yes.
And additionally, you then subsequently signed under notary as a result of the information you provided as well. You had the document notarized
with
your signature?
Yes.
Okay. And then subsequent to that process, you also provided fingerprints?
Yes.
To the department for purposes of
actually,
the background.
We did that at your department.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Subsequent to your application, you received a letter in the mail from the department, from myself, denying the permit?
Yes.
Okay. And the explanation for that was the failure to disclose the criminal background.
True.
I have no further questions for the appellant at this time.
Questions from the board?
Chief, just what were the offenses, or even the disposition dates and the charges?
So they do stem. They are old, 1980 and 1979. One conviction was for criminal mischief third, another for assault third, and another for criminal trespass third, involving three separate jurisdictions.
Was there also something in 2002?
Criminal arrest perspective, I'm not seeing one.
Maybe the repossession. The car repossession.
The vehicle repossession? I think it was.
Yeah, they accused me of waving a gun, which never happened. I didn't have a gun.
I can't speak to that as a conviction component.
Any other questions for the chief? Yes, sir.
Okay, so the thing you referred to, the assault third in 1980, that was pleaded down to a misdemeanor?
Correct.
And he pled guilty to that and he was fined?
Correct.
Okay, and the criminal mischief minor misdemeanor, he was fined in 1980.
Correct.
Okay, and in 1979, the criminal trespass misdemeanor, guilty, and he was fined.
Correct.
Thank you.
Just to be clear, the assault third wasn't pleaded down, was it? He has a conviction for assault third, not again, without outside of the 8 years.
There were additional charges there, but it was, that was the ultimate conclusion.
The ultimate was a conviction for assault third.
Correct.
Which is a misdemeanor.
Correct.
Any questions?
Chief, did yourself or any of the investigators or the investigating officer in the case, did you speak with the party after the application was submitted just to find out that he did today or ask why he didn't disclose the arrest convictions?
As I say here, I can't recall. I usually try to do that, but I think we did.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Any other questions?
Did he explain why he didn't list those things if you talked to him?
I think it was much of what you're hearing today of forgetting to add that in there.
And I guess the other question is, had those been listed, would you have issued if he had disclosed those fully?
Probably. I mean, they're old and 40 years old, and there's not been a significant history with them since then. So,
is there any history with him since then?
There is some history with him with the department, but not from a criminal arrest perspective, no.
Nothing that would reflect on his suitability, negatively on his suitability?
No, and outside of the 2002 incident, which there was no arrest for.
Anything else for the chief? Sir, your turn to tell your story.
Well, like I said before, I didn't think there was anything in my records, pretty much, because I thought that I was under 18 when that happened. Basically, I didn't even remember. One of those that I was reading about West Hartford, I still don't know what that is. You know, like, that's been a while, 45, 43 years when I was applying for it. And when Chief told me that, you know, they came back, I was stupefied. I didn't know what the hell it was. Sorry. And like I told you before, I was applying for government jobs, then my citizenship, TSA, the global entry, none of this ever came up. And I thought there was nothing there.
Do you have any questions you would like to ask him, sir?
I do not.
One more thing to add. I do realize, and I cannot... too many languages in my head. Apologize enough for saying no to something that I should have said yes to. But it's been done, and that's on me. And I cannot change that. But like I said, I did not know it was in there. So.
But you understand now that...
Oh, yeah, big mistake.
Questions for the appellant?
Just a quick one. For that assault third charge, do you remember the incident that led to it at all?
Yeah, that was a regular fight, and the guy lost, and it was a sore loser.
So it wasn't domestic violence related,
no.
Right?
Okay. No.
That was my only question, because...
And he was a son of a police officer, so on top of that, okay. bad thing. I was with a girl that was also police father. Her father was a policeman, and he told me to go turn myself in, so I did.
And you were how old at that time?
18.
Okay. Other questions?
Just the issue here today is truthfulness. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you say you didn't remember. Did you remember that?
Did you remember
you had been arrested? I could see.
I knew I was arrested, but I didn't remember the details, and I thought it was before I was 18, so I thought that was...
Right, like, rather than think all those things, because the form doesn't say that. Would it have been better just to say, yes, I don't remember
after,
the details?
After I got that, I read the thing to the letter, and yeah, you're right. It says yes or no.
Because when you were arrested, I would assume you were handcuffed? put in a police car, gone to court, that.
They let me
even
out.
40 years ago, it's pretty hard to forget that.
Yeah, and they put me in police department, but they let me out within like half an hour without bail or anything like that.
Sure. But the point is, again, the issue is you didn't put it on the form. Yes, I did get arrested. You clearly remember, you just, for whatever reason, didn't put it on the form.
The other thing, that was my birthday, the East Hartford one, if you know the date. That was my birthday. I was 18.
Yeah, and back then, 18 was an adult.
Yeah, drinking age was legal.
Right, but 16 was an adult also.
Oh, was it?
Yes, you were not a juvenile back then at 16 and 17.
Okay.
So they would be adult criminal convictions.
And, yeah, it's been a while, so. I haven't had, like you asked before, that I haven't had anything since. Nothing. Except the guy accused me of waving a gun, which never happened. I think he just wanted the cops to be there to help him out. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Other questions from the board?
I just got to say I'm sorry again. That's it.
I guess for the chief, well, do you still have the same opinion? He's unsuitable after hearing his testimony? I know you talked to him once and now hearing the testimony.
Yeah, my personal opinion is the form speaks for itself. It clearly delineates that. I would think an arrest position or someone being arrested would remember that and be able to disclose that. Being the fact that he has not been involved with us in a negative fashion since then, I have no issue with issuing it from that perspective, but the failure to disclose is a key component for me relative to that.
It is troubling for the board too. But how long would he be disqualified for having done that?
I don't have much left.
Correct. We could probably make that adjustment. I think if there's a reapplication or if the board decided in favor, I'd have no issue, no issue with issuing the permit.
All right, thank you.
No other questions? Would you like to make any final statements, sir?
I think I said everything. Right now, I'm probably going to put my foot in my mouth, so.
Wise man.
No, ma'am.
This is a denial by the Suffield Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The base of the denial was the appellant's failure to disclose three arrests and three convictions from 1979 and 1980. One was for assault third, one criminal trespass, another criminal mischief. It looked like they were all just monetary fines for that. So his last conviction was 45 years ago.
Thank you. Any statements from the board?
Well, given the fact that they were 45 years ago and they were relatively minor offenses, and I don't think he was trying to evade anything, I think it was an honest mistake, I vote for the appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
I think the clean record since being 18 speaks for itself, so I'll say appellant.
Colonel Overton?
For the same reasons, I vote for the appellant.
Attorney Lewis?
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Just that the board does take the accuracy and truthfulness on the form very seriously. However, with everything they said, and even the issuing authority's opinion that had that been disclosed, most likely would have been issued, I'll go appellant also.
And I vote appellant also.
Thank you.
And just to note, we do very much appreciate the chief himself coming.
Sure.
We appreciate that.
Sure.
Instead of sending someone else.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Such a very safe city. He's not needed.